This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
Well, Nirvana bringing us back, Landini. All right, the question's pretty simple, man. The draft is coming to D.C. Sure seems like the Super Bowl will come if the stadium gets built. All that said, which one are you most excited for? Which one do you think is better for the city? Which one do you think is cooler? Toby's on the record as a draft guy. For me, it's got to be the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's more elite for sure. There's no question about that.
But I do think the draft is far more of an event that local people will get to enjoy. I think there's cool stuff surrounding the Super Bowl. But, like, by and large, the actual game is going to be CEOs from around the world. That's just how it is. I do want to open the phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. What are you more excited for? The draft that's definitely coming or the Super Bowl that's possibly coming? I'll start in the aquarium with my man Landini. Professor?
I think I'd definitely rather have the draft. I think that it, like we've been saying, it's more accessible to regular fans.
Definitely. Now, what about how you are as far as not wanting to be aggravated? I think both of these will aggravate you a bit, Landfill.
I mean, correct. Like, in terms of not wanting to be aggravated, I'd rather that neither came. But if one of them's going to be here, at least some regular people should get something out of it. And that's that seems like the draft.
Yeah, I think maybe it's different for me because I've never been to a Super Bowl and covered a week there. Obviously, you've done those, so there's so much more. Because when I think Super Bowl, I'm thinking about the game. But to your point, there's so much else going on around it versus with the draft. There's stuff going on around it, but it's for those 3 days. For a Super Bowl, it's a whole week, right? And a lot of stuff leading up to it. So maybe it's a little bit different, but still, I think I would choose the draft.
What about you, Jeffrey?
I got to go draft, too. Basically for the same reasoning, but it's kind of hard for me because even with the Super Bowl being around, there's going to be so much going on that's not even, you know, based with the NFL. Like, there's going to be so many parties, different things going on around the city. But I think I might have to go draft just because, like you said, the enjoyment. I know I'm not getting in the Super Bowl. I would try my hardest to get in the Super Bowl if
I know
it was
you
in
will.
D.C. But I know even I'm not getting in there with my, you know. So it's like, yeah, I have to go draft.
800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in, draft or Super Bowl. What about you, White Brian? You are not a local sports fan, but you live in the city. Which one excites you more? Not much excites you.
The Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl.
Succinct.
Well, that's who he is, folks.
There's no wrong answer to your point. Like, there's no wrong answer on this because I think, you know, if you're going to go to these events, it's a lot easier to get to the draft, but there is a prestige to the Super Bowl that there isn't to the draft. So I think you're going to get both of these. You're obviously going to get the draft in 27. At some point down the road past 2030, assuming that stadium gets built, you're going to have a Super Bowl, I would assume, here at some point. And I think both those events are going to be awesome. But I think just because the common man can get to the NFL draft and the sights to go along with it, I think that's just going to be epic. I think that's going to be a memorable one. And like the couple of videos you saw where Matthew Golden gets drafted by the Packers and gets to celebrate with Packers fans immediately. And then there was another dude that was there, I think on day three, that was just randomly in the green room and got drafted in the fourth round by the Packers and then just starts walking out in the crowd. I think those sorts of things are really, really cool that you don't necessarily get at a Super Bowl.
I agree with that. The golden thing, particularly with the Packers, and dude, some of the like when the Cowboys pick or whoever the Giants say to introduce their pick, you know what I mean? Like some of the pro wrestling-ish type stuff that happens at the draft where you get like these big crowd pops. And
oh, I can't wait to boo Philly.
Yeah. Like I think, if they get the right person, now some of these like alums or fans they get know exactly how to like get the reaction. If the right like Eagles person or Cowboys person comes out and then the crowd just goes ballistic booing them, it would be pretty cool. I threw this up on my Twitter just to get some reaction. Early returns, and these are very early returns, are all Super Bowl. So our answer was, I said Super Bowl, but Brian said Super Bowl. It was three drafts, one Super Bowl? Three drafts, two Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, like only like 100, I just posted this. I probably should have done it a little earlier. Thanks for that advice, fellas. But overwhelmingly, people are saying it's the Super Bowl. We've got 100 votes in a minute. And it's 85-15 Super Bowl to draft. Drew Saucier replied to me, is this a serious question? Matt OC replied, come on now, I know it's May, but sheesh.
Like, I mean, I think the part about this, too, is some people are going to go to neither. And in that case, you probably say Super Bowl, right? Like, that's more prestigious. If you want to go to one of them.
Most people are going to neither.
Well, and if that's the case, I think Super Bowl is going to win out, right? Like, but if you want to go to an event, I would say you're going to have a much better chance of going to the NFL draft than you are the Super Bowl. And that's kind of what I'm thinking.
It's going to be quite interesting. I think the draft is just so much more accessible to so many more people that it's different. I think non-draft people don't get how big the draft is to a lot of people. And I believe this to be true of the biggest sports in the country. The NFL is obviously the biggest, then college football. If the NFL draft counted as its own sport, it would be the third biggest sport in the country.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, they had 600,000 people in Green Bay. You've covered games at Lambeau. There's not space for 600,000 people right around there.
And what people don't realize, too, with Lambeau specifically, you know how hard it is to get there?
Yes.
It's like this little peninsula in the middle of nowhere. You get here where there are three airports, a million trains, and people could just drive here. People could drive here from New York, Philly, Baltimore, easy, Richmond.
Carolinas.
Yeah, like Raleigh area, Norfolk area. It's easy. If you want to hit us up, 800-636-1067.